Welcome to Centennial Journeys, tales from along the road to statehood and beyond, in commemoration of New Mexico's 2012 centennial. I'm your host, Claude Stevenson. Milton Noss was not a licensed doctor, but he called himself Doc. Noss said he found a cache of buried treasure in a cavern large enough to drive a train into in an obscure peak named Victorio in the San Andres Mountains in 1937. There were chests filled with Spanish documents, coins, jewelry, and religious artifacts, Wells Fargo chests, and thousands of gold bars stacked like cordwood, all guarded by 27 skeletons. Doc said that he accidentally dynamited the entrance shut in 1939 while trying to enlarge it, and he and his wife Ova began trying to convince folks to invest in their operation to salvage the lost treasure. Operations were suspended during World War II. Doc and Ova divorced, and Doc moved to Arkansas and remarried. When Doc returned, accompanied by a skeptical Texas investor named Charlie Ryan, Ova was mining the claim, and Victorio Peak was now part of White Sands Missile Range. What happened next is not clear, but in 1949, Ryan shot Doc in the head, killing him, and got off on self-defense. Ova inherited the claim and proceeded to sell more shares in the mining recovery operation. Meanwhile, four former soldiers from the missile range claimed to have found and then relost the treasure. They received permission from the Army to relocate it, but Ova Noss filed a lawsuit and stopped the operation. From here, the story gets even more complicated. Tune in tomorrow for more of the story. Centennial Journeys are made possible by the Office of the State Historian, New Mexico Arts, a division of the Department of Cultural Affairs, and KUNM in Albuquerque.